New Radio Sports Network and 105.1 The GOAT. I'm Tim Coles, and each and every week we talk to the coach of Gibraltar, Mike Peck, coming off of a tough homecoming defeat last week, heading into Sevastopol for what could be their final game of the season. And, Coach, how have you approached this final week of the regular season with your kids on the field?
We've kind of talked about right now it's for third place in the conference, and it's a big meeting. It's bragging rights for our kids for the next basically about 364 days, because it seems like we always get them the last game of the season. So it's a chance for them to, when they play their summer Legion baseball, their AAU basketball games, it's a chance for them to have the bragging rights over the biggest game of the year. So that's kind of the way we've kind of looked at it. We're trying to get our kids to focus on 48 minutes of football. We want to play a complete game this week and make sure that everything's left on the field, and wherever the chips fall, that's what we're going to see.
And obviously, you've had some games this year where, you know, you've held your own, but it just wasn't enough last week, once again, being another one of those examples where, I mean, to be honest with you, there was a couple of plays that kind of turned things, but, you know, they just didn't fall in your favor. How much does that kind of play into your talks with your team, just saying, hey, I know that wins and losses-wise, things aren't matching up, but in terms of effort and some of those other intangibles, you know, this season could be a lot different?
Yeah, we did talk. We talk a lot. We're really not about moral victories, but when you take a step back and look at what we accomplished last Friday, we have a lot of things to be proud about. We scored the most points that Lena's given up the whole year. We held them under 60. And, you know, one strip ball goes a different direction, and we're in a tight ball game in the fourth quarter, and who knows what happens, since they haven't had one of those this season. But you can't cry over spilt milk, and so we're just going to tell them that we got to keep fighting and hope the ball bounces our way every time this week, and take advantage of those opportunities when they present themselves.
A lot of injuries last week as well. How is Cooper Cole and Will Friedenfels looking?
Cooper was back at practice on Tuesday. He's obviously not going to play this week. He's recovering, but everything came back positive. Couple strained ligaments, but nothing broken. So avoided any serious problems there. Will has practiced all week. Assume that he will play. As of right now, he's scheduled to play offense and defense. He thinks he's going to be well enough to play both sides of the ball, so he won't be limited, so that's good. I think we had one more injury late. Well, we had two more injuries late in the game. Bela Salm, who won't be playing this week, he's injured and in recovering. And then I think we had Marshall Maltby that ended the game with an ice bag strapped to his arm with a bruise. He's looking fine and will play the whole game.
And that's on top of some of your other injuries as well, Giuseppe Mercier, Jake Schar, some of those players that still on the sidelines and things like that. And how is this kind of testing your depth at this point of the season?
Yeah, I mean, we talk about we're only as strong as our weakest link, and unfortunately we've had to go down some links that we didn't plan to go down earlier in the season this year. But I would say if you watch our first quarter last week, where we had some of our younger kids in, they held their own against what I assume to be one of the best teams in eight-man football, and they fought tooth and nail against them. So I think some of those long practices that we had this year benefited the younger kids, and our future looked really bright. So that goes. But speaking of Giuseppe, we will find out more tonight on him. Between him and our athletic trainer, they seem to think there might be an outside shot that we might see him on the field Friday night.
And as you look ahead here, what could be your final game here, talk about some of your seniors that obviously played a big role on this team this year, whether it was on the field or obviously you have a good leadership core as well, and what they've meant to the program.
Well, I'm going to kind of go in order from the least tenure to the most tenure on our team. So we'll start with Kevin, our cornerback. Kevin is the brother to Dom, who we had 2 years ago, and he came out as a senior year, and I talked to him the whole season about how I wish he would have came out when his brother was a senior and he was a sophomore. just the experience that he would have had, and some of the minor details that make playing cornerback so difficult. If he could have had some of those extra years, I think he would have been great. But just having his attitude on our practice field daily, he's a kid that came, always had a smile on his face, never argued. He's just wanted to play football, and he was a breath of fresh air for us coming out. Then we have Timmy Hartman, who played, I believe, all 4 years with us. Timmy is a kid who comes to practice every day. He's always pushing our starting offense to be better. He's a scout team corner every day. He's a scout team wide receiver for us. And I expect him to have a couple big catches in the game Friday night, so that'll be good to see. One of our seniors hopefully get a couple catches under his belt. Hopefully maybe we can get him in the end zone. That'd be perfect ending. Then we're going with Cooper. Cooper, unfortunately, season ended a week earlier than he would have liked or that we would like. But Cooper is the heart and soul and the epitome of what we're looking for as a Viking football player. As a sophomore, he played wide receiver, cornerback. Junior, he played the same positions and then kind of got moved around his junior year in the spring once we started having injuries. And this year, at the start of the season, he came out, played wide receiver for the first three practices, and then Coach Sawyer moved him to center. Never complained one bit. I moved him from corner to linebacker, and all he did was make tackles. And never once did he question why we moved him, and he just said, "Whatever you need, coach." And that's just the kind of kid that we look forward to having as this program evolves over the next few years. And then lastly, that brings us to Sam Lindenberg, who obviously is the heart and soul of our offense. Anytime we need a big play, Sam seems to find it. He's a kid who is one of those leaders that we talk about. He's not a vocal leader. He's a kid that leads by example. He's been in just about every morning at 6 o'clock, either in the weight room or actually in open gym taking shots, getting ready for the basketball season. But he's keeping an eye on our kids in the weight room and encouraging them and pushing them. And he's a kid who then comes in fourth hour and lifts during his one of his study halls. So even though the kids in the weight room in the morning don't see it, I see it when I'm down there in the weight room mid-morning where he's taking care of business. So he's one of those kids that's not vocal. He's not loud. He's not going to get in anybody else's face. He's just going to do what Sam does and hope the rest of the kids follow his lead. And so hopefully all those seniors will come together here on Friday night and we'll have a powerful showing. We'll be able to walk off the field victorious.
Taking a look at that Sevastopol film from their last couple of weeks, that they've basically have beaten the teams that you've beaten and lost the teams that you've lost to. What really sticks out to you on that film of that team?
Well, we watched them play Algoma, and they played Algoma tough. Eventually ended up losing late, but I think just seeing we scrimmaged Sevastopol way back in August and seeing the steps of improvement that they've made from that scrimmage 2 weeks into the season to watching how they fought against Algoma and some of the things they did, I think their offensive game plan was masterful against Algoma, trying to make them switch and seeing how their defense would react to some of their motions and things. So I think defensively, that's my side of the ball. I think we got our work cut out for us Friday night. I think they're going to do lots of things to try and confuse us, and hopefully our kids can read the keys that we've been talking about all week and come out and play the game for 6 seconds, and hopefully we win more plays than we lose.
Very good. Any players on that team that really stick out to you as guys that you got a key on?
I think, quite honestly, we got to try and contain their quarterback as far as their offense goes. He's capable of putting up numbers very similar to what Sam does on a game-to-game basis. So we got to try and keep him in the pocket, knock him off his spot so he doesn't have all time to throw. Because if we give him enough time, he's going to make an accurate throw, and then they're probably going to be catching balls on our defense.
Fill in the blank time, coach. Gibraltar wins this game if.
I would say we're going to win this game if defensively we can read our keys and have multiple helmets to the ball to make the tackle.
Well, coach, we've been with you for at least most of the season. We hope to have some happy things to discuss after this one. We thank you so much for the time, as always.
All right, thanks, Tim. See you after the game.
You're listening to the new Radio Sports Network in 105.1, The GOAT.